the Mesher Chochma means. That's what the Mesher Chochma says. He says we're going to count the 7 days of Pesach. That could be pshat in the bells of Rebbe. That no, he's mispalel that Meher Yibana Beis Hamikdash, and then we're going to keep. We're not going to bring a Pesach Sheni. We're going to bring a Pesach Rishon, and we're going to observe Pesach. So some want to say, besides the Hasidish reason, that's the reason why there's a meaning not to say Tachanun for 7 days. Because Zecher, if the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, we'd keep Pesach for 7 days. So either way, I haven't been in a shul. Most shuls just don't say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. I haven't seen too many that don't do two, and haven't been in the Hasidic shuls that don't do it for seven. Or maybe I have, I don't remember. So that's a debate. But Lag BaOmer all agree there's no, it's a Miksas Simcha, and there's no Tachanun. So what's Psha? What's the Miksas Simcha? The Rama doesn't write what it is. But the Be'er HaGra, who's very cryptic, he says, look in the Gemara at the end of Tainis. So what is the Vilna Gaon referring to? He's saying that we know the two happiest days of the year are Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. So Gemara says, I know Yom Kippur, but Tu B'Av, most people never heard of it. What happened on Tu B'Av? So there are many reasons. We'll just stick to the one reason that's relevant here. We'll save it for a Tu B'Av shir. That one of the reasons the Gemara gives is because the Masi HaMidbar stopped dying for 40 years. The Jews died in the desert in sin, you know, because of the chait in the midbar. And therefore, whatever, depending every year, whatever, 15,000, whatever the amount was, passed away. And the days happened the last year that they didn't die. It happened, they got Tisha B'Av, they used to bury them, they got up, they realized it on Tu B'Av, the whole Gemara. The bottom line is, so what do we see from Tu B'Av? That if a tragedy stops, that's enough of a miksas simcha, a relief. Bad news stopping, tragic things stop happening, it's enough to have a relief. It's not a full-fledged yontif, the mere fact that terrible things stop, but it's a miksas yontif. It's enough to have a little joy, and therefore it's a miksas yontif. So therefore, on Tu B'Av, we don't say Tachanun. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. So too here. We have a tradition from some, doesn't say exactly in the Gemara, but the Meiri others bring down, that we have a tradition that the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. So therefore it's a Miksas Simcha. The terrible tragedy stopped, and therefore hence no Tachanun. So that's Pshat in the Ramah. It's a Miksas Yantav, just like the Gra says we don't say Tachanun on Tu B'Av because of Masi HaMidbar stopped dying, so too over here. So, Lag BaOmer, besides the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, there are also other reasons brought down for celebrating Lag BaOmer. So, let's say they bring down that it was, some bring down, it was the death of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Mm-hmm. The yahrzeit of Shimon Bar Yochai, that's a discussion whether he actually died on that day or not. Clearly the people of Meron Paskin he did, or they go to his kever anyway. In other words, close to a half a million people this Monday night will be going up to Meron to go visit the gravesite of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So either because he... it's different... the original Gersa is... It's Yom Simchas. Simchas meaning... Because they say Rav Shimon Bar Yochai revealed the Zohar on that day. And he said to make a hilula, make a big wedding party. So different Gersas, whether it's Yom Shemes or Yom Simchas. Maybe it's both, but different interpretations of what actually happened. Some say he revealed the Zohar on that day. Others, because if he died, the question is, why are we celebrating the Yortzai? Usually we don't celebrate a Yortzai. we don't celebrate the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Either way, there are answers to that also. But others point out it was the day Rav Shimon bar Yochai came out of the cave. After 13 years, he was with his son. They had a miraculous occurrence. And they bring down other reasons. So the bottom line is that it's a day where, it's a day where he gave his five new students smicha. And therefore it shows the resilience. And one of them was Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Akiva was his Talmud, or Akiva was his Rebbe. And he, the resilience of Rabbi Akiva. At some point out also, that's why it's Lag BaOmer, really celebrating not just Rav Shimon bar Yochai, we're celebrating Rabbi Akiva. We don't want to celebrate Rabbi Akiva on his yahrzeit because he died a terrible death. Sorry, Haruge Malchus. So therefore, we want to celebrate Rabbi Akiva and the continuation of Torah. So that's included in Lag BaOmer when we celebrate Rav Shimon bar Yochai, we're really celebrating Rabbi Akiva. But be it as it may, it's a big day. In fact, some tongue-in-cheek like to say that they call Meiron the Kotel of the North. What do you mean, the Kotel? Because they say negatively about Chutz, the people coming from Chutz Laaretz, that's the third regel now. More Yidden from out of Israel come to Israel on Lag BaOmer to go to Meiron on Lag BaOmer than they do on Shavuot. So the joke is, Lag BaOmer became the third of the Shalosh Regalim. And it's called the Kotel of the North because 500,000 Yidden go up to Meiron and they light bonfires, they do other things perhaps, take haircuts for those who haven't given their kids haircuts for 3 years. Some have a minig of throwing clothes in, whatever, other minhagim, which could be our perhaps debatable in halacha whether they're appropriate or not, but that's not here. That's not here or there. Different minhagim. That's not the discussion tonight. And others, obviously in Poland, the minig was to go to the kever of the Rama. People forget about the Rama. He also died on Lag BaOmer, and he said it's a mixes yantiv. Also, ironically, so some go to the kever of Ramosh. So as be as it may, it's a day linked to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, whether it's Yortzai, because he revealed the Zohar, Rabbi Akiva was his Rebbe. So some want to point the link between Lag BaOmer and another holiday. And I'll give you a hint, this other holiday always falls out on the same day as Lag BaOmer, by the same day of the week, obviously not the same date on the calendar. It always falls out. We know Pesach and Tisha B'Av always fall out on the same day. So when was Pesach this year? I'm guessing it was on Wednesday night because Tisha B'Av is Thursday. So it must have been Wednesday night, Thursday. So what other holiday you always have the same day of the week? And it's a one-day holiday. But I'll give you a hint. Depending where you live, you might celebrate it on a different day. There's only one holiday like that.
Hanukkah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realize. Maybe I have to add Hanukkah to the list. You sell Hanukkah on different dates, depending where you live? I wasn't aware.
I'm thinking of...
You're talking about Hanukkah's brother. What's Hanukkah's brother?
Purim,
that is correct.
Purim.
Correct. So in Jerusalem, you celebrate Purim on the 15th. So Purim, so it's alluded to in the word plag, like plag ha-mincha, pei lamed gimel. Pei is Purim, and lamed gimel. It's an allusion to Lag BaOmer, so plag. So what is the link? So we see there's a link because it always is on the same day of the week. What is the link between Purim and Lag BaOmer? So there are two schools of thought. One school of thought is that what happened on Purim? We know Purim originally was a day of Sarah. Haman made a decree, Lahashmin Lahagor. It started off as a very terrible day. And then we did Tshuva, and it turned into a day of Simcha. So too Lag BaOmer. It began very auspiciously. What happened? I can't call it Lag BaOmer, but what happened on Yud Ches Iyar. So again, different traditions, but one tradition is the Mabul started on the 18th day of the month of Iyar. So that's not bad. So that's not a Mixah Simcha Mabul starting. But however, but later on in Jewish history, and by later on I mean during biblical times, something began on Lag BaOmer. Something good that kept the Jews fed for 40 years. What was that? How did they eat for 40 years?
The man,
correct. So according to tradition, the man began on falling on Lag BaOmer. So therefore we see, so just like on Purim, it went from Sarah to Yeshua, from bad to good, so too on Lag BaOmer. I should say so too on Yud Ches Iyar. It started off the day tragic with the Mabul, but it ended off with blessings. It ended off with, so that's what some say the link is between Purim and Lag BaOmer. Both had bad beginnings, but they ended up strong. Others point out a different link. That Purim, that we know, there are 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos. 50 days, we count 49 days. How many days between Purim and Lag BaOmer? 64 days. So, what's the significance of 49 days versus 64 days? So, the Balei Machshava, based on Kabbalistic stuff, say, they point out that we know 7 always refers to Derech HaTeva, and 8 is Lamala Miderech HaTeva. So yes. When it comes to Pesach to Shavuos, the Torah's Hanigo is given. That from we went from 7 weeks, so 7 days in a week, so we got the Torah, we got the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, or whatever we got on Har Sinai, the Luchos. However, the number 8 is Lamala Miderech HaTeva. Shmona Yemei Mila, or the 8th day we know, Shmini Atzeres, the special party for us, 8 days of Hanukkah, 8's always Lamala Miderech HaTeva. So there must be something Nister on Lag BaOmer. And that's what, it's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He gave us the Torah's HaNister. So he revealed the Zohar and Kabbalah on Lag BaOmer. So the Yontav Shavuos, we celebrate the Torah of Nigla. But on Lag BaOmer, we celebrate the Torah, the Nister. And that's just like Purim. Purim, we know God's name is hidden. It doesn't mention God's name in Megillas Esther. Haster. So too, just like by Purim, God is happening behind the scenes. There's no, so too on Lag BaOmer, it's the Torah's HaNister. So that's what they point out, the link between Purim and Lag BaOmer, either from Haman's Gzera to our Yeshua of killing Haman and being safe, or from Mabul to Man, or this like Purim is Haster is Hester Panim, Lag BaOmer 64 series of 8 is we celebrate the Torah's HaNister. So therefore, the two elements that we are celebrating on Lag BaOmer. One is more of a relief rally. We're celebrating more like the tragic event that Rabbi Akiva's students either stopped dying on Lag BaOmer, they stopped dying completely, whatever happened, they stopped dying, they weren't dying on Lag BaOmer. So people stopped dying, Yidden aren't dying, that's enough of a Mixah Simcha by itself. And in addition to that, we have, that's the big party in Meiron, the Kotel of the North, that people, 500,000 Yidden, will be going. That's why, imagine if the Chasam Sofer felt people were making too much of Lag BaOmer. He thought it was Baal Tosef. So clearly he's referring to Eretz Yisrael, Baal Tosef, because he wouldn't be concerned in Chutz La'aretz. There's not much of a celebration. And basically, the kids go to the park, have a baseball game, maybe you go for a barbecue. On Lag BaOmer, it seems to be just a regular day, just with no Tachanun. In Eretz Yisrael, the Chasam Sofer back then was already concerned that they're turning Lag BaOmer into a full-fledged Yontif. If he didn't like it, the minhag ha'olam is to celebrate whatever celebrate Lag BaOmer means. You can learn the Zohar, you can do whatever, you can do different things, but that seems to be by minhag. I don't mean minhag as it's a real minhag, as an observation. That's what people are doing. They're going up, whether with, you know, as I point out, the different types of minhagim, what they call from down to up or up to down. So down up means is, or however we want to, I guess however we want to describe up down or down up is, but the different type of minhagim, that those come, they come from the gedolim, so we'll say on top, and then the people follow. Those are good minhagim. They come from, other minhagim is, people start doing them, and for whatever reason, either they can't make a macha, it came, they don't want to change it, though. So by minhag, there's an observation, people are doing it. You know, some might think it's appropriate, some might think it's better to stay in yeshiva and learn Lag BaOmer, whatever you follow, your own posek, your own minhagim, but I'm just saying, and I'm making an observation, clearly the Chasim Sofer wasn't happy with it, but most, you know, don't seem to work with the Chasim Sofer. They don't, whether you like the celebration or not, we don't seem to accept that it's Baal Tosef, but still, one should be careful not to, I don't think anyone really makes it into a full-fledged gentip, even though everyone's doing, whatever exactly the Chasim Sofer was concerned about, because clearly, I guess Hanukkah and Purim also, there's no Issur Melacha, so, you know, the fact there's no Issur Melacha doesn't mean there's not a concern about Tosef, or B, that was a debate in the Gemara. Some wanted to make an Issur Melacha. There was a debate of having Issur Melacha on Purim, but it didn't win out, so that could be part of the discussion. Nevertheless, as we come, you know, this coming Tuesday, Yud Ches of Iyar, it's at least a mixa simcha. We know we won't be saying tachanun. We're happy that Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students, at least whether permanently or temporarily, stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. And it's a day of simcha where Rabbi Akiva continued. He gave the five students. He showed his resilience. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai revealed the Zohar on that day. And the Torah's Hanister was revealed, and hence the link to Purim. It's always on the same day.